Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast. We're on episode 161. This is Dave. I'm going to be doing a solo review on Doctor Strange. And eventually, I'd like to throw up a review on Train to Busan, which is a Korean zombie movie. And I thought it was pretty fucking awesome for what it was. But this episode is on Doctor Strange. So here we go. So Doctor Strange is another Marvel Universe flick. It is directed by Scott Derrickson. If I could read some of the ratings, IMDb gave it an 8 out of 10, which is awesome. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 90%, which is fucking really good. And Metacritic gave it 70%, which I think that's kind of bullshit. It's definitely way better than 70%. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch. He's an awesome actor. Personally love the guy. It has Tilda Swinton. She plays the Ancient One. Chiwetel Ejiofor. He plays Mordo. Mads Mikkelsen. I like that guy a lot. He plays Cassilius. Scott Atkins has a role in this. I like Scott Atkins. It's not the biggest role. He is a B-level movie action icon, pretty much. To me, he is anyway. I think he's pretty awesome. He's totally nasty. Nasty martial artist. Probably one of his best movies is Undisputed 3. That's a great, great fighting action movie. It also stars Rachel McAdams. I'm not going to go down the whole cast, but so that's the main cast right there. And again, it's another entry in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I saw the trailer for Doctor Strange, and I never like got really into the comics, but I am familiar with Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme. He's a very, very important character in the Marvel Universe, and I had a feeling that they were going to do a movie worthy of the character. You know, he's not some rinky-dink shitty character. Like, he's actually pretty powerful in the Marvel world and in the Marvel universe. Pretty integral character. So I had a good feeling about it. I was like, man, I said, you know what? Benedict Cumberbatch is in this. He's a fantastic actor. He doesn't do shit movies. He wouldn't do a shit movie. And it just looked fucking awesome. It didn't look cheap. It didn't look like they, you know, they pulled any punches on this one. It looks like they just went, it looked like they went all the way with this. So I was like, you know, I was like, I got to check it out. It looks really good. Finally checked it out today. And I got to say, Doctor Strange to me is, it's the mystical Matrix. That's what I'm going to call it. You guys heard it here first. Doctor Strange is the mystical Matrix. That's what the movie reminded me of. It was like this normal guy's journey into like the weird unknown. And it was like a lot of parallels like with Neo from the Matrix. I mean, I'm not going to say it's exactly like the Matrix, but visually it was like absolutely stunning like the Matrix. I think it broke ground. A lot of people thought Inception was a visually stunning, you know, groundbreaking movie. This, to me, trumps Inception. Like, there are scenes in Doctor Strange, and I don't know if I'm going to get into spoilers. If I do, there's going to be minor spoilers, and I give you a forewarning. But there are scenes in Doctor Strange that are like, they're fucking really, really odd looking. It looks like a psychedelic trip. Like you just like took some acid or some shit. Like it's really crazy. My other friend saw it in 3D and a few people recommended watching it in 3D. They said it's a total mindfuck, like super trippy. And I saw it in a nice theater, one of the AMC 24s. It looked really good on screen, but it wasn't like an IMAX or IMAX 3D. So I may actually revisit it in IMAX. It was that good to me. The movie had humor, it had action, it had great acting, it had a great supporting cast. The supporting cast acted really well. Mads Mikkelsen, he's awesome. He plays a great there's like a minor spoiler. He plays a great villain. I'm sure you can see from the trailers that he would be a villain. I mean, he looks like a villain, so that's not really like a big spoiler. Chiwetel Ejiofor, and I hope I'm not butchering his name. He's from 12 Years a Slave. He's a great actor. So he was a supporting actor in this. He did a fantastic fucking job. Benedict Cumberbatch again. I mean, what else could I say about the guy? Like, good. I mean, he's just one of the best actors on the planet right now. Love that guy. He's fucking great. And he played a fantastic Doctor Strange. I don't have any complaints regarding him playing Doctor Strange. And I'm super excited to see what they do going forward and how they integrate him, you know, in the Infinity War and Marvel. And I'm sure he's going to play a huge part because he's really powerful. So what else could I say about the movie? Like I said, it had a little bit of everything. Where do I rank it in the Marvel films? Iron Man is like way up there. Iron Man is way, way, way fucking up there. The newer age movies anyway, because Blade, the original Blade is a part of the Marvel universe, and that movie is fucking great too. But from the newer, lot of them, Iron Man is way up there. Winter Soldier is way up there. The Avengers is up there. Captain America 3, it's up there. Civil War. So where do I rank Doctor Strange to get to the point? I'm rambling now. It's up there. It's up there. It's like, it's near Iron Man 1. It was just, I'm not going to say it was better than Iron Man 1. I don't think it was. Visually, I do think it was better than Iron Man 1. I think it's the most visually stunning Marvel movie to date. Right there, they nailed it. Like, it's fucking A+ as far as, like, visuals. It was so trippy to me and groundbreaking. No complaints there. Did not look cheap at all. I do. My only complaint is I wish I would have seen a little more battles on diversity, like with the magic and spells and stuff. But I'm not going to get into spoilers and ruin it for you guys like that. What else could I say without ruining it? The villain, this is kind of a minor spoiler. There's more than one villain. And, you know, there's levels of villains in these Marvel films, as you guys know if you watch these Marvel movies. The main villain, it could be Mads Mikkelsen, the main villain was okay. The main villain appeared pretty powerful. I know of the main villain in the comics, and this villain is like an immensely powerful being in the Marvel world. So do I think they portrayed this particular villain well? They did okay. I mean, it was kind of run of the mill. I think they could have did a better job as far as this villain. I'm trying not to ruin it for you guys. What else can I say about the film? I'm just gonna grade it. I'm gonna give Doctor Strange, for what it is, again, Marvel movie, superhero flick, popcorn, entertainment, visuals. That's what you go to go see this movie for. I'm going to give it a B+. B+, almost an A. A+ is freaking perfection. A is like damn near. B+ is a fucking phenomenal score. I give it a B+. It's deserving of that. It's no surprise that I got a 90%. I have a bet with another fellow movie reviewer, podcaster, a friend of mine, and I said, you know, and we talked about it on the last episode. I'm like, if Doctor Strange is 90% or higher on Rotten Tomatoes, and we're going to gauge this, we're going to check the score a week after release, which I believe is on the 11th. If it's 90% or higher, I get a movie of my choosing bought for me. And then if it's 89% or lower, I buy my buddy a movie. So I'm pretty confident I got this shit on lock. It's 90% right now. I just do not see it dropping, only going up. It's doing great at the box office. Not a surprise. And I called it that this one's going to be great, and it really fucking was. So for you guys who are going to check it out, I hope you enjoy the movie. I hope I didn't spoil it too much for you with this review. Yeah, I just, you know, again, I hope you enjoyed the review, and I hope I steered you in the right direction. I liked it. Stay after the credits. There's an Easter egg. There's an Easter egg, as with all the Marvel movies, that link them all up. You're going to like it. It was pretty cool to me, and I'm excited to see what they do with Doctor Strange going forward. I hope he has his own trilogy, his own little franchise going, because there's so much to explore with Doctor Strange. You know, Captain America's like the ground fighter, hand-to-hand type Marvel action. Iron Man is techie, you know, and Robert Downey's just amazing, his humor. Well, Doctor Strange is mystical, you know. We have a magic-based mystical superhero, and that was kind of missing, but here we have it. So, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, please. Subscribe if you enjoy the podcast, and we entertain you. And that's it, guys. So, I'm going to be chilling out watching The Walking Dead. I may touch on that. Who knows? But I got to start my work week tomorrow. I wish you guys a great Monday tomorrow. And until the next episode, take care.